A restless crowd is gathered at Benjamin's Inn at Bethlehem, and a fierce Roman captain has a young zealot named Judah trapped with a sword in his throat.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, please. This is a civilized place. Captain, he's a hot-headed child. I beg you in your Roman wisdom to show better sense than he does.
Stay out of this, Benjamin.
Please, put your sword away.
Only after I've taught this young pup a lesson.
Felix?
General.
What is all this? So many people, so much excitement. Are we having a party of some sort?
No, sir. Just a small gathering, sir.
Oh, I'm hurt that I wasn't invited.
Well, General, I...
Why didn't you invite me, innkeeper?
Well, it was rather spontaneous.
You know how nervous we Romans are about Jewish spontaneity. I would suggest that in the future you plan your festivals in advance so that we can all celebrate together. Understand?
Of course, yes. We're very impulsive sometimes. Everyone was just leaving anyway. Weren't you?
We need rooms!
Yes,
we need
that's rooms. Why we're here. We need a place to stay!
General, I...
I don't want any excuses, Felix. If there's a riot in this town, you'll likely be the center of it. Let's get back to the men.
As you wish, sir.
Quiet down! Quiet down! There are no rooms left here. Go to the inn down the road.
We just went there and they sent us to you.
They made a mistake. Every room is taken.
Then where should we go?
What should we do?
I don't know. What am I, a tour guide? Why are you all standing around? I told you, the rooms are all taken. You can stay with your animals out front, but no rooms. Now go away.
Judah.
Don't speak to me, Connie. I'm humiliated.
Well, you could be worse than that. You should thank God that the general stepped in when he did.
Better to have my throat cut than be shown a coward.
You weren't a coward. I thought you were very brave. A little stupid, but very brave.
I look like a rabbit.
Well, I don't know a lot of rabbits who would have stood up to a Roman like that.
I don't believe it.
Oh, Judah, lighten up.
Leave me alone. I don't need comfort from a girl.
All right, fine. Then go home if all you're going to do is pout like a baby. Go have your mother put some salve on your pride. Go on.
I will. And I will have my revenge on the Romans for the way they humiliated me. You'll see.
Ugh, man.
Do you see what they've done to my courtyard? The way they've trampled through my garden? This census is going to kill my business.
Possibly your customers, too.
I'll clean up, Benjamin.
Oy, I could kick that zealot mule Stuckus for being such an idiot. And you, Hezekiah, I hold you responsible. Why can't you keep your beliefs to yourself?
You would do better trying to keep the tide from turning than to stop me from speaking of the Messiah.
The tide stays in the ocean. You I have in my courtyard.
Excuse me, sir.
No room, not a single one.
But you don't...
How can I say it any clearer?
You don't understand. My betrothed over there, you see, she's about to have a baby.
Your wife is pregnant? Eugene, look.
I see.
So your wife is pregnant?
Yes.
Mazel tov. I still have no rooms.
There must be somewhere. I think it's her time. I think she's going to give birth.
And that's my fault? I don't have any rooms.
Listen to me. There must be some place for her to stay.
Let go of me.
Wait, Benjamin, I know who they are.
Go away, Hezekiah.
I must have a room for my betrothed. She's going to give birth at any moment. Why can't I make anyone understand? I just need some place warm and dry.
Oh.
Mary. Somebody help us, please!
This is the one, oh, blessed
what
Lord.
Am I supposed to do, Rebecca? Rebecca!
The stable. We can put them in the stable.
I was just about to suggest that. Rebecca!
Benjamin, help me carry her. Eugene, wait for Rebecca and tell her where we've gone.
Yes, sir.
This moment, I know who you are. Is it really true?
Not now, Hezekiah.
But this woman, Benjamin.
Go watch for more stars, old man. We're busy. Eugenus.
Hezekiah, wait here with me.
But this is what I've been waiting for.
I know, but your excitement may disturb them.
Oh,
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes, of course. Don't worry about him. He's only crazy.
You genius. Oh, you genius. It is she. It must be she.
I believe I know who she is, but how do you know?
I don't know how I know, but I do. I do. Oh, thank you, Lord God. My lips praise thee. My heart rejoices in thee.
Now, don't overexcite yourself.
Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel.
How could you possibly
behold,
know this?
Behold, O Lord, and raise up for them their king, the son of David, at the appointed time which, O God, you did choose, that he may reign over Israel, your servant.
I don't understand it, Hezekiah.
Come, you genius, we must prepare gifts for our king.
But
hurry, hurry, there is no time to lose.
Hezekiah, wait.
Help me with that firewood, will you, Deborah?
How are we supposed to fix meals in these conditions? Curse the Romans and their senses.
Yes. I don't know why you're complaining. I never had this many women helping me back in my village.
Shh, quiet now. Rebecca was telling us about the pregnant girl. Rebecca, continue.
There's nothing left to tell. As I said, the girl is down in the stable waiting for her time. Imagine being pregnant like that in a strange town. Oh, no mother to help with the delivery. Her husband seemed bewildered by the whole event. I told him to come get me when the pain increases. Poor man.
The poor girl. I remember giving birth to my Leah. Oh, do I remember.
Connie, a little more flour in the dough, huh?
Sure. I didn't realize making dinner could be so hard. You do this every day?
We do if we want to keep our families from complaining. Why? How do you fix meals in your country?
I just take off the wrapper and throw the food in the microwave.
What did she say, Rebecca?
I've been with her all day. Shh, it's better not to ask.
What? Is something wrong?
Look, boys, food!
Oi.
Oh, how very kind of you to prepare a few morsels for hard-working and very hungry shepherds.
Aaron, stop that. Leave us alone. We're busy.
So are we. What do you have for us?
What you need, we don't have. A bath.
Oh, you hurt me when you talk like that, Rebecca. Ours is a very distinct and wonderful essence.
Distinct and wonderful to another filthy sheep, maybe.
So, where is your husband?
Benjamin?
Of course, Benjamin. Unless you have a husband I don't know about.
He's off somewhere waiting to be fed. Now go away. We have meals to prepare.
All right. I'll talk to him when we get back. We're leaving to brave the wilderness with the flock for a few days.
Brave.
Yes, brave. It takes great amounts of courage and strength to fight off the ravages of boredom and the relentless monotony. But it's quiet, quieter than Bethlehem recently. Where we go, nothing happens, and that suits us perfectly.
Ah, Rebecca.
You guys are shepherds?
Need you ask?
And who might you be, pretty little girl?
I'm Connie.
A visitor to Bethlehem because of the census.
What else?
So, like, you guys are heading out into the wilderness now?
Of course. You don't think we can graze our sheep in the town, do you?
No. I was just wondering. And you say nothing strange ever happens?
While grazing sheep, what could happen?
Well, nothing, I guess. At least not yet.
I beg your pardon?
I was just curious, that's all.
A girl curious about shepherding. What will we do with this generation? Rebecca, I bid you and your household peace. Come. Strange girl.
Go ahead and laugh now, cowboy, but you ain't seen nothing yet.
So, this is your home?
A humble house, yeah. It hasn't been a home since my sweet Esther died 3 years ago. But come in. Come into my workroom. This way, please. And please pardon the wood shavings and dust. My carvings make more of a mess than I'm able to clean.
Oh, my.
They're only a few toys and trinkets.
Hezekiah, these are remarkable, beautiful. Did you carve all of these statuettes yourself?
I did.
horses, birds, oh, and a camel, the sheep. The detail on each one of these is simply amazing.
They are my unworthy gifts.
Do you mean you made these for the child?
Yes, of course. When the child is born, I will present them to him.
But it must have taken you years to complete all of these models.
What are years when the child is coming to change eternity?
Hezekiah, how long have you believed that the child would come?
How long? As long as I can remember. My father taught me as his father taught him. And as a rebellious young man, I searched the scriptures for myself. And I could not deny what I found. The prophet spake of his coming. So I hoped and prayed it would be in my lifetime, and thanks be to God, it is.
But how could you believe for so long without proof, without evidence to support your theory?
Theory? You are still speaking with your mind, Eugenius. What I believe is found in the place where the mind and the heart unite.
And where is that?
Faith.
We'll return with our special journey to Bethlehem right after this. And now, back to our adventure in Bethlehem.
Tell me something, Connie.
Yeah, Rebecca?
Do you like Bethlehem?
Yeah, it's okay. Not what I expected.
What did you expect?
Well, have you ever seen the nativity scene?
A what?
It's of a... Oh, never mind. Why? Why do you ask?
Do you think this is a town in which you would like to settle?
Settle? What, you mean like live?
Of course. With the right husband.
Husband?
Naturally. Unless you are married to Eugenius.
Not a million years.
You are not betrothed to anyone.
No, I'm not seeing anyone either.
Aha! Then there is hope for Judah.
What?
Judah. Couldn't you tell? He is smitten with you.
Smitten? You mean like he... No way.
No way. What is this Nove? You don't like Judah?
Well, yeah, he's kind of cute, but he's out of his mind, yelling in the streets against the Romans. A person could get killed that way. He's very irresponsible.
But man isn't. But he's smitten, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he spoke with Eugenius about you.
I don't believe this.
What am I supposed to do? Someone tell me, what should I do?
What's wrong, Joseph?
I'm a carpenter. What do I know of delivering babies? Somebody, please help me.
Calm down, calm down. Tell me the problem.
It's Mary's time, I think. It has started.
Ugh, the labor pains may last for hours.
Yes, but they're getting worse.
All right. Come with me, Connie.
Huh?
I may need your help.
You mean you want me to boil some water or something?
No, I want you to help me.
In the stable where she's having the baby?
What's wrong with you, girl?
Well, I've never... I don't have any experience.
Women don't have babies. Where you come from?
Well, yeah, but not this kind of baby.
Look, we don't have time for this nonsense. Come along.
I threw together a bed of hay over here.
Wow, your stable really is a cave. Yes. This isn't how I pictured it at all.
What did you expect? No, I don't want to know.
Mary. Yeah. Mary.
Joseph, it hurts. He's coming. It won't be long.
I know, my love. Rebecca is here with a servant to help you.
Thank you.
You're right, Joseph. This is women's work. Go back to the inn, and I'll call you if I need you.
Yes. She'll be all right.
Oh, as well as can be expected when a woman is in labor. Connie.
Huh?
Go to the inn, find some clean rags. Benjamin will know where they are.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
And Connie.
Huh, yeah?
Bring me an apple.
An apple?
Yes, to put in the poor girl's mouth. I don't want the guests to be alarmed by her cries.
Oh, my.
Benjamin. Ah, Eugenius. How fares our curious visit?
Huh? Oh, if you're referring to me, I'm faring well. Where's Connie?
Down at the stable assisting Rebecca with a pregnant woman.
Is she giving birth?
I don't know. Why don't you ask Joseph, there at the corner table?
Joseph, how is Mary?
How can I know? These are things only women can understand. I don't know what's taking so long.
Some births take a long time. I remember when my daughter was born. I must have waited for hours and hours. Imagine all that waiting to have a daughter as a firstborn. I shouldn't have been surprised. Women are late for everything. But she was worth the wait. She is now married to a merchant in Jerusalem.
Tell me, who was the old man, the one who made such a fuss over my wife when she arrived?
Hezekiah.
Yes.
I told you he's a crazy.
Seems normal enough to me.
Well, to you, I'm not surprised. I wouldn't mind so much except that he goes on about the strangest things, like the star, for example. He thinks it's a sign of the Messiah's arrival.
He does?
Well, it is nonsense, of course.
Nonsense, Benjamin?
Nonsense.
I wish I could be as sure as you. Stranger things have happened, things so miraculous that I cannot comprehend them. Wonders of God.
Oh, no, not another one.
What are you talking about, Joseph?
Well, it's crazy, I know. I'm a man who works with wood and stone. What do I know of the things of God? Of angels and visitations? Of a girl who has never been with a man, yet she's pregnant? Of a dream telling her betrothed to marry her anyway? I'm a reasonable man, but how much am I expected to believe?
Ha! Whatever fool told you these things was sitting in the desert too long.
I am the fool. The angel said that she would conceive a son and he would be called Jesus. Jesus. And he will be great and be called the Son of the Most High.
I see. So you're going to have a son, is that what you're saying?
Yes. A son.
Well, you could be right, you could be wrong. You have a 50-50 chance of that happening. And can I say it without sounding blasphemous? You think he will be the Messiah? Oh,
can I speculate about such things? Can I even begin to believe that it might be so?
Well, you might, but I don't think that I would. I am not a man of dreams and visions. My reality is what I see and hold in these hands.
Yes, but what about my experience, my dream?
It was something you ate. How do I know? How about you, you genius?
Huh?
Do you believe in these things?
Oh, well, I need more time to think about it.
I got her rags. Now she needs water. An apple for her screams. Oh, boy. I'd rather just look at a cute little nativity scene back home.
There you are.
Oh, Judah. Oh, now look at what you made me do.
Oh.
Do you know how long it takes me to get the water out of the well?
Quite a long time from what I've seen. I didn't mean to startle you. Here, let me do that. What are you doing?
Well, Rebecca's helping Mary in the stable, and Benjamin wants my help at the inn. I'm running in two directions. What are you doing here anyway? I thought you were off licking your wounds.
I wish to apologize for my childish behavior. It was rude to walk away from you like that. It's only that the humiliation I suffered from the hands of the Romans seemed multiplied by the sting of your words. No woman has ever spoken to me as you have, except my mother.
Well, maybe if more of them did, you wouldn't have Romans pointing swords at your neck.
But you must understand why I do and say what I do and say. We must fight to be free.
Uh-huh. I almost finished getting the water.
Do you care that little about our plight as Jews?
Sure, I care, but there's a woman in the stable who's gonna have a baby, and I gotta get that.
Connie, you sweet and precious flower. Oh.
Oh, Judah, you dropped the bucket again.
What have you done to me? Why do you fill my head hour after hour?
How should I know? Could you let go of my hand?
I can't stop thinking of you. My heart races because of you.
Judah?
Since I met you, I am unworthy to say it.
Then you better not. I gotta go.
I think I could love you.
Seriously, Judah,
Don't say it. I know this is childish. I can't entertain these thoughts, these ridiculous feelings. We live in a very dark world, a world of oppression. There's no room for love here, only rebellion and hate.
Wow, everything's an extreme with you, isn't it?
In another time, I would love you, Connie. I would.
Well, it would have to be another time, Judah. Another century, in fact. Judah, I like you, really, but...
You like me? Then you would consent to become my betrothed if I asked?
Your what?
My wife! I will speak with your master!
Wait a minute, you just said that...
I know. I'm a poor man, but I can negotiate a dowry. You're the right kind of woman for me, Connie. You're strong, determined, independent. You appreciate my cause to get my people out from under the pagan's heel.
Judah, you don't understand.
No, you don't understand, Connie. I want you to marry me. Will you?
Well...
Connie, the water!
Coming! See, you're getting me in trouble.
Oh, one bucket won't be enough, Judah. Make yourself useful. Bring another bucket of water.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it that bad?
Yes, yes. In all of the excitement, I forgot to water the horse.
I meant Mary.
Oh, her labor continues, yes.
So when will she have Jesus?
I beg your pardon?
I meant the baby. When will she have the baby?
Her pain increases all the time. We must hurry back to her.
But what does that mean?
The baby will come soon. Very soon.
Boy, I didn't realize the first Christmas could have been so complicated, did you? Looks like we'll have to wait until next time to find out what happens to Connie, Judah, Eugene, and most important, Mary and Joseph. You won't want to miss it. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's episode was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and Chuck Bolte was our executive producer. And I'm Chris, inviting you to join us again for our next Adventure in Odyssey.